Hello.
Hello, my name is Mary. I'm a colleague with Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions about some issues facing the community and nation. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
I'm not sure. I got in 79.
Thank you so much. And what is your primary branch of the trade?
Bricklayer of sprayed fireproofing, set stone.
Thank you. And on the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, a journey level mechanic, apprentice, finisher, or improver?
I was a journeyman.
Thank you, sir. And yes and no, are you currently working at the trade?
No, I'm retired.
Understand. And how many weeks have you been unemployed when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
A long time. That's why I had to retire early.
Understand. Thank you. And have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors before?
No, I won't work non-union. I walk picket lines against non-union, and I don't work non-union.
Thank you. And in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
Done what? Repeat.
In the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
Losing it? No.
Thank you. What about what you see in your local community? Do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number that there were this time last year?
I really don't know.
Thank you, sir. Do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same that there were this time last year?
Less. Non-union is taking over.
Thank you. And do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
I really don't know.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about all the jobs in which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Yes.
And have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily privately through the federal government or to the local government?
I think it was federal funds.
Thank you,
or
sir.
Maybe state funds. I'm not sure.
And about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same or less unemployment than now?
I haven't worked. I'm retired, so I'm not sure what the numbers are.
Understand. And looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 or 3 years it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
Like I said, I'm collecting my pension, so I can't work on union jobs because I'm collecting a pension.
I understand. Thinking about your past jobs in the job site, what was your health or safety hazards that are most concerned about on the job? Could be dust and air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, the heat or cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or no real concerns?
Language problems.
Thank you so much. Have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No, not really.
And have
well,
you participated?
Maybe.
Okay, and
maybe
have you
one.
And maybe one. Okay, thank you. And have you participated in the activity in the past 12 months, like a union organizing, a political canvassing, or a picketing?
No, I haven't gotten a call for work. Picket line was, I walked picket lines from 7 in the morning till 12:30 at night for building trades,
understand.
But I haven't been called lately.
Okay. And do you remember how often did a local union representative visit the project that you worked on? Would you say regularly, occasionally, or never?
Can you repeat that?
Mm-hmm. Do you remember how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Could be regularly, occasionally, or never?
Pretty much regularly.
Thank you. And please rank the following news sources from one you are most likely to get your news from the one that is less likely to get your news. Could be the local TV, the internet, radio, friends or neighbors, cable news, or newspaper. Which would be the first option in your opinion?
Can you repeat that?
Mm-hmm. Could you please rank the following news sources from one you are most likely to get your news from the one you are less likely to get your news? Could be the local TV news, the internet or social media, the radio, friends and neighbors, cable news, or newspapers?
I would say regular TV or news.
Thank you. And after that, which would be the next option?
My locals, the internationals news magazine.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And after that could be the internet or friends or neighbors?
Maybe internet.
Thank you, sir. What issue matter most to you right now? Could be the jobs and the economy, the healthcare, the environment, education, immigration, foreign policies, support for labor unions, or something else, which would be the most, or the issue that matters most to you right now?
Can you repeat that again?
Mm-hmm. Which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Could be the jobs and the economy, the healthcare, environment, the education, immigration, foreign policy, support for labor unions, or something else?
Support for labor unions.
Thank you, sir. As you may know, the BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
Can you repeat that?
Mm-hmm. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
Yes, I know all about it. Pretty much.
Thank
That's
you.
Most of the work that we get is by Davis-Bacon Act, and I know what it is.
And
I've been a shop steward and a union member for over 40 years. So I know how important that is.
Okay, so my next question is, would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all that the federal elected officials support the Davis-Bacon Act?
It's very important.
Thank you, sir. And generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I used to think it was the Democratic Party, but I've seen Democrats go against that in Patterson with it's happened.
Thank you.
You can talk to my business agent or whatever, John Capo, about that. Or, well, you could have talked to his father. I've been a member for over 40 years, and the laws are written so that we can't picket only informational picket lines, and then I know all of the deal how we're getting screwed. Two gates, so they bring in whatever they want.
Okay, thank you so much, sir. And generally speaking, as you may know, the United Auto Workers, are also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the GM, Ford, or Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
United Auto Workers.
Thank you, sir. Please tell me if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president overall.
I disapprove.
And would you say strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Thank you, sir. And what about the job he is doing with the immigration? Do you approve or disapprove?
Strongly disagree.
What about the economy?
Disagree.
Okay, and the next is the healthcare.
I disagree.
Thank you, sir. What about support for labor unions?
Undecided.
Thank you, sir. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling his job?
No.
So would you say that you disapprove?
Yes.
And are you registered to vote, sir?
Yes.
And what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president in office in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will you not vote?
Most likely to vote.
Thank you, sir. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
I wouldn't vote.
Okay, thank you. And do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, your opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, sir. Turning back to the BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I would say good.
Thank you. And what about the effectiveness of the international union? Would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Not a big fan of the international.
Thank you. And how could the union best improve its representation and service in your own words?
I think my union was better off when the international didn't step in and didn't take over everything and whatever.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And in which way do you think it is better than the international?
I think my local was run better. We had better financial situation than most of the locals in my state. And then when the international stepped in, they brought them up all to the rate that we were making. I was in local two, Patterson, and Bergen County and Passaic County had the highest rates, and we had the best bargaining committee. And then other locals got the same rate as us. We never got a raise for like 3 years. And all these guys got up to our rate. And I think with the way the pension stuff went, I think my local got beat. I think I got beat.
I understand, sir. Thank you so much. And what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year?
Do the best that they can to keep non-union out, but with the laws being written against union organizing, it's a tough road to deal with. You know what I mean? Because you got laws written by Republicans that are anti-union.
Understand. Thank you, sir. And what is your preferred way to receive information from the union? Would you say mail, union meetings, email, text messages, or on the job site?
I get email thing, text messages and stuff from my local. My local is good, and it is good. And union's the way to go, but I don't know. The economy sucks. They're getting work. I'm just a frustrated old bricklayer. And I got beat up on jobs, and our government don't take care of people.
Okay.
It's not
Thank
so much
you.
Against my local. Because I earned a good wage when I worked with them, but it is what it is.
Thank you, sir. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Would you say 4 or more times a year, a couple times a year, once a year, or never?
I get magazine. I think it's monthly, and I get text messages telling me what's going on.
Thank you, sir. And just a few questions for the statistical purposes. We're almost done, and thank you so much for your time. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or something else?
Right now, I would consider myself independent. I'm registered as Republican, but
thank you.
I can't stand Trump.
Oh, I understand. Yeah. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race?
I'm white, Irish Catholic.
Thank you, sir.
Well, and Irish and Italian.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Jeffrey. J-E-F-F-R-Y. Don't put an extra E in it. I think the Union Oil actually does have that extra E in my stuff. But,
okay. Well, thank you so much for your time and kindness helping me with this question, sir. It was very useful. Thank you so much for your time. Enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Yeah, you too. Have a good night.
You too, sir. Good night.